Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know how in the movies firefighters have to save cats?
Yeah, all the time, yes.
A firefighter in my story almost got killed.
What? By saving?
By the cat.
Well, I thought by saving, but he was the cat himself. What? Wow. My story, a guy steals a cop car, gets in a chase, wrecks the cop car, then steals another cop.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
33-year-old guy named Xavier Cummings in Cocoa, Florida.
Yeah!
One day he was wandering on the highway and the cops stopped to see what he was doing.
Okay.
But as they were trying to talk to good old Xavier Cummings, he hopped in the running police car and took off a run.
Xavier!
Yeah, there was a high-speed chase. Eventually another cop ran him off the road and into some woods.
It's Florida. I figured they just got crazy violent.
But when a bunch of cops pulled up to try and grab him, he managed to run past the cops, jump into a different running cop car, and steal that one as well.
Yeah, Florida cops.
Yeah, hi. Enough said.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was another chase. They stopped him.
He's in his fifth cop car right now. So to see him, he's made his way to Denver. So my story is out of Washington.
Oh.
So apparently there was a small house fire happening at a house in Florida. Therefore, it's a house fire. I don't know why I just keep saying house fire. Anyway, a woman said, my cat's inside, my cat's inside.
Oh, no.
So the firefighter went inside to save the cat. It wasn't a tiny little sprinkles kind of cat. It was a 70-pound African savannah cat. Looks a lot like a leopard with a small cat head.
Dang.
And when the firefighter came in, it was clearly shook by the fire and the presence of a man in oxygen tanks and stuff. And it took a chunk out of the firefighter's hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he got bit by the large African serval with a small cat head. The firefighter's going to be okay.
Oh.
And the rumor is the mean 70-pound cat will also be okay.
Dang.
No word on whether or not Tiger King had permits for said 70-pound cat. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.